was the one thing that you did that was the biggest in turning this team around?
Oh, I just think the most important thing for any football team is just to come to work every day and work hard in your preparation, both in the meeting rooms and on the practice field, and hopefully that preparation carries to the game.
What was the biggest challenge of having to do this mid-season as opposed to in another situation where you might have a full off season to prepare and develop your own plans?
Well, I think just the quick time frame, you know, we had to get to work on early on a Wednesday morning and explain what was going on and transition quickly and then have a great Wednesday's preparation leading up to the Giants. And that was critical. You got to hit the ground running early on a Wednesday and then make it as normal a practice week as you can, because the challenge of going up to the Meadowlands was certainly going to be difficult for us. So just kind of hitting the ground running, I guess, was the biggest thing.
Jason, there's been a lot of turnover on the Eagles since you guys last saw them, especially on the defensive side of the ball. When you look at their defense, do you feel like you're game planning against an entirely different team?
Oh, I don't think entirely different team. There are some familiar names that we've seen, but there has been turnover, like you said. To me, they play a very similar style that they've played in the past. They're very aggressive from a scheme standpoint, but also just the players that they have. They're aggressive, they're relentless. They're high-motor guys, and that's been a trademark of those defenses there for years. So you definitely get the sense that you're playing the Eagles, and we understand all the challenges that come with that.
Did you have to do a little extra homework on some of the new faces, though, since there are quite a number of them?
Yeah, certainly you have to do. Some guys we haven't played against before, so you know you do that with your personnel department, but then certainly the tape that you watch leading up to the ball game.
What do you use as motivation for your players, you know, both to get them to the strong start that they've had under you and then also moving forward? I mean, do you have the spoiler mentality in mind when it comes to a team like rival Philadelphia?
Well, we're just very fortunate to play and coach in the National Football League. And, you know, what we try to do is put our best foot forward each and every day to be the best players and coaches we can be, to be the best team we can be. And it's a great opportunity for us to come to work and try to do that.
Coach, when you look at Michael Vick, is he the greatest challenge your defense will have faced to date?
Well, again, I don't want to make comparisons to other players. I know he is a great, great, great challenge. There's no question about that. He is such a good football player. He's throwing the ball so well. He obviously makes tremendous plays with his feet. He's tough. He's smart. He's all the things you're looking for. And he's making a lot of big plays, but he's also making a lot of little plays throughout a ball game that can hurt you. So, certainly every time he breaks the huddle as the quarterback of that football team, it's a great challenge for us.
Are you preaching to your team this week that the Eagles are going to be coming in a pretty foul mood given what happened the tail stretch of last season?
Well, we have great respect for the Eagles. Anytime anybody who's ever gone against them understands the challenges that they present. We've been fortunate to compete against them a lot through the years, and they're really a well-coached football team. They play the right way. They play hard. And they have a lot of good football players. So the challenges are certainly there for us. There's no question about that.
The way those last two games went at the end of last season, the cumulative score was 58-14. Does it seem strange to you looking at that the two teams are where they are right now? That, you know, obviously everyone expected your team to be dominating the division.
Well, we don't spend a whole lot of time looking back at last year. We really look at today and moving forward. The Eagles certainly have had a great year so far. They're playing so well in all the different areas, and they'll be a great challenge for us. And we're just trying to put our best foot forward each and every day, you know, really prepare as well as we can prepare and play as well as we can play once the game starts on Sunday.
Beside Michael Vick, what's the biggest difference that you see from this team versus the end of last season?
Rather than getting into differences, I'll tell you what I do see. I see a really good offensive line. I see good tight ends. I see fast, explosive playmaking receivers. I see runners who are dynamic. And I see Michael Vick just playing lights out. That's offense. And then defense, you see a relentless group who can rush the passer, run to the football, create turnovers, and plays hard every snap. And they got a lot of different guys doing it. And so they've played awfully well, and certainly their special teams has a lot of those guys who are on offense and defense who are awfully good running down on kicks. And so it's an awfully good football team. There's a reason they're 8-4. There's a reason they're leading the division. So, again, we'll have challenges every time we break the huddle and take a snap.
read that, I guess you were born not too far from Philadelphia. I don't know how much you actually grew up here. I mean, did you? Were you an Eagles fan at all? Do you have any sense of the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry from a fan perspective if you lived here at all?
Well, I was born in Abington, Pennsylvania, but I was only probably there for maybe 2 or 3 months. So I don't have have a lot of memories of that. But I did spend a lot of my youth in New Jersey, and I have a lot of family in New Jersey, and I'm certainly very familiar with you know, that part of the country and what the Eagles are all about, and certainly what the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry is all about. You know, when I was playing here, we certainly had great games with the Eagles, and certainly as a coach, it's been the same way. So they're really one of the best teams in the league and have been for the last, you know, decade or so. And like I said, I keep using the word, but there are challenges all over the place when you face them.
Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think your brother Judd was on the practice squad here for a bit. Is that something that he's talked about or has any memories of, or has that ever come up at all?
Oh, absolutely. He was drafted. He played at Princeton and was drafted by the Eagles in 1990, I believe it was, and was there for a little while through training camp and I think part of the season. But he has fond memories of being around that team. And you know, if you remember, that was a pretty good era for Eagles football. They had a lot of good football players, and they had some really good teams. So, I think he has very fond memories of his experience.
How did you come to be born in Abington? What was the circumstance?
My dad was a football coach, and he was a scout through the 60s. He was a head coach at a school called Susquehanna in Pennsylvania, and then he was scouting, I believe, at the time. That's why we were living there. And I don't think we lived there for long, to be honest with you. And then we moved. We actually, I think, moved to New Jersey from there. He became a coach for the New York Giants. It's a lot of years ago.
And if I could ask one more parochial question, Sean Lee, guy, former Penn State guy, how's he fitting in on your team? What's he doing for your team right now?
Oh, he was a guy that we really liked coming out of school. He was a very productive football player and also went about things the right way. He loves to play. He's very passionate about the game and his preparation and how he competes were really impressive to us. Was banged up a little bit through training camp and earlier in the year, but has had a chance to play a lot more recently and obviously came up big in the game against Indianapolis with two big interceptions in that ball game. But he's a guy that we like physically and maybe even more so how he goes about it, and he'll only get better and better the more experience he gets.
And then last thing, at least for me, I mean, how do you keep your team focused when you're going through a change, such a dramatic change at the top? I mean, how do you keep your team focused and on track and even improving one and loss wise?
Well, you just come to work every day. That's really the most important thing that we try to preach is be your best each and every day you come to work and try to put those good days on top of each other, and that'll give you a great chance to be your best on Sunday. So that's what we're trying to do, and we know the challenges ahead and certainly the challenges this weekend, so we have to be at our best.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks.